Good morning, pretty.
Good morning. So let's talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, because they have officially finalized their divorce 3 years after announcing a separation. They have three kids together and a combined wealth of roughly $190 million, with Ben Affleck having the bulk of that.
Okay.
Now, all the details are yet to be revealed, but in previous documents, it was said that anything that they've made after the separation will be kept separate. But then anything before that, they're kind of divvying
it up. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that decision. Anything they make after they break up, they should keep.
They should keep. And then anything that while they were together they're going to figure out.
Fair enough.
The judge is the one who ultimately made the decision in the end, and they haven't revealed it yet.
All right, there we go.
Moving on to this crazy BTS fan. So this 28-year-old guy from London, his name is Ollie.
28-year-old man.
Yeah. he has spent $100,000.
Oh, jeez.
On surgeries.
Oh, jeez. To look like them.
To look like Jimin, BTS, who's like the lead member. So this is what he's done. He's got four nose jobs, fat tissue removal from his chest, chin implants, jawline surgery, and the most dangerous of all, filler injections in his eyelids.
Oh my gosh, what? To make them look more like his.
Yeah, so he wants to look like Jimin because he's obsessed with him and BTS.
Do we have side by sides?
I can try to get a side by side.
All right, we'll get a side by side. We'll throw it up on the gram later on. Chris Fade Show on the gram. That's weird. That's a little cray-cray.
It's a bit too much,
totally.
Isn't it?
Finally.
Okay, so Kate Middleton is being slammed for being perfect. Is this okay? Keira Knightley, who's an actress, she wrote this essay talking about how women are held to this impossibly high standard all the time.
Yep.
And it a lot of times has to do with celebrities. And she said, Kate was out of the hospital 7 hours later with her face made up and high heels on. The face the world wants to see, hide our pain, our body splitting. She's saying, 7 hours later, after giving birth, you look like an absolute perfect angel.
Yeah, sure. It's not realistic.
And she's like, I went through so much when I gave birth. I had post-traumatic stress, and she went through so much. There's no way in 7 hours you can look
postpartum,
like that.
Postpartum, yeah, I get you. I understand.
Postpartum depression, she dealt with so much. So she's like, we need to stop putting out this perfect image of women all the time.
Fair enough. I know what she's trying to say there. Exactly. With Hollywood and all these celebrities, it's sort of like, yeah, they have a kid. 7 hours later, they look pristine. They're walking out with big smiles. And if you're just a regular lady, you know,
it is
difficult. It's not an easy thing to go through. All right, thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
7:10, the pop quiz returns. 7:45, we tell you about the golden sound. You could be walking away with 50,000 dirhams cash. It's back. It's first.